first.
It's the live Saturday edition of the program. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site belong to you. You can just enjoy them as you like. I mean, you don't have to pay some kind of membership fee to enjoy freetalklive.com. You can actually control the content, too. Everything you see on the front page, those numbered items as you go down the page, all there because of listeners like you taking the time to add them to the site. So when you find something online that you think's interesting, whatever the URL is, could be a YouTube video that you enjoy, could be some kind of a news article or blog post, you can submit it as show prep. It'll then appear in the upcoming stories page, and that's where folks can vote on things. You can vote on the things on the front page as well, but the upcoming stories page is the most important page on which to vote. And the more votes each item gets, the more likely it'll be promoted to the front page of the site for more people to see. So you can go and get interactive with the other listeners over at freetalklive.com. Again, that's freetalklive.com. It is a live Saturday edition here in the studio tonight with you. It's Ian.
And Mark.
So things were a little different. For those of you just tuning in, you missed Dr. Gene Ray in the first hour. We'll put it up online for you later. You'll be able to grab it there. We actually had Gene Ray on a couple of times over the last decade of doing this show, so you can listen to all of his calls. And in case you were confused and you did hear that hour and you didn't hear us mention, no, we don't really believe the whole time cube thing. But we do like to have fun with Dr. Gene Ray and give you the opportunity to ask him all kinds of interesting questions. So thanks to everybody who called in and participated with Dr. Ray tonight. By the way, credit where credit's due. Lionel deserves all the credit for that bit.
You think he discovered Dr. Gene Ray?
I don't know if he discovered Dr. Gene Ray, but I discovered Dr. Gene Ray through Lionel. Lionel was a talk show host. He is now a television host in New York City. He was originally on the air down in Tampa, which you and I, Mark, we grew up in the Tampa Bay area, the Sun Coast of Florida. And that's how I found Lionel's show, and then he ended up getting on national radio. And at some point, he found the Time Cube site and actually had Gene Ray on his show and basically did the same bit. So he totally deserves all the credit for that one. And I'm a big fan of Lionel. So 855-450-FREE. He's got a great YouTube channel. Highly recommend it. You should check it out. 855-450-3733. So, Mark, what real issues should we be talking about here today?
Well, I've got an article here, and I think it's interesting. Is a German court has ruled religious circumcision a crime. And before you go assuming what kind of circumcision you know what this is about, let me read on. As of today, this is, by the way, this is at babycenter.com, and it's written by Betsy Shaw. As of today in Germany, religious-based circumcision is considered bodily harm, a criminal offense, regardless of parental consent. Circumcisions carried out for medical reasons, however, are not illegal. The ruling was inspired by a groundbreaking case argued in a regional court in Cologne where a doctor circumcised a 4-year-old Muslim boy at the request of the boy's parents. When the boy was hospitalized for hemorrhaging 4 days after the procedure, prosecutors were notified and the doctor was charged with grievous bodily harm in Germany. So this is the first case in German history where circumcision has been considered bodily harm in a court of law. And it just goes on here, I think that this basically encapsulates it. The question is, I guess, by German law, you have the right to self-determination, and the court means that letting
as
a child...
As a baby.
Yeah, as a human, you have the right to self-determination, so therefore you should be able to keep this little bit of skin there.
If you want to cut it off, then you should be able to.
Sure, and I don't know when, whatever age of majority somebody would be able to make that decision at, then they would be responsible for that decision and how that worked out. But I think that this is a bad idea.
That is outlawing it?
Yeah. I think that the law shouldn't be involved in this particular area because they just can't figure it out.
The
legal scholars. Okay. My question is, now, my son is not circumcised, and the reason is I feel like it's my obligation to deliver him into the age of majority, whatever that might be, and I think it's before 18, frankly, whole and complete in whatever fashion I can. But I cut his hair, and his mother trims his fingernails. And he's 4 years old. I guess it's normal to trim their fingernails.
Where do you draw the line?
Where do you draw the line on this one? Because, I mean, there's certainly been times in my life that I wish I had longer hair. If my mother hadn't cut my hair when I was little, then I'd still have longer hair.
Yeah, but those problems can be relatively easily remedied in comparison to
comparatively
physical removal.
No
of
doubt,
skin.
It's a right. No doubt, comparatively, and I think that this also draws up the question of little girls and pierced ears.
Normally they want to get those, though, right? Like, are you talking about little girls?
They'll take infants, like, and infants. Pierce their ears,
yeah.
And I think that's
weird.
To me it is, but it's culturally, different people do different things.
So how
much is value to circumcision, but I don't think that it should be used as a blanket panacea for, everybody gets one.
I think this is a tough issue. I mean, I guess the question is how much body modification should a parent be allowed to engage in with their child?
Right. I mean, in some African countries, I know that there's the situation where little Japanese girls used to have their feet bound. In some African countries, women will have these rings put onto their necks.
Mm-hmm.
Plates and lips and all kinds of different things are done. And, one has to ask what's acceptable, what's not acceptable for body modification. I don't think it's okay to just go snipping off pieces of skin that you don't like, but that's my feeling. I don't think that anybody should be put in jail for it. I think at the very worst that it should be a civil situation where somebody has to make restitution to somebody else. Now, I don't particularly like the idea of kids suing their parents over circumcision. I certainly didn't sue mine over it.
I agree with you. I think that would probably be the best answer here, because some would say that circumcision, and of course, talking about male circumcision, female circumcision is horrifying, and I think everybody would agree that
the only thing that's similar between male and female circumcision is the name. Yeah,
I think everyone agreed that that's totally inappropriate. But some would say this is totally inappropriate, that you're cutting off thousands of nerve endings by doing this, that you are forever altering the parents who would circumcise their children, that you are forever altering your son's ability to engage in sex in as maximum of a pleasurable manner as possible. And they would say that that's a pretty big, I imagine they would argue that that would be a fairly large settlement if the case was brought. If someone grew up and said, hey, I'd rather have my foreskin, I'm suing you, mom and dad.
This is an interesting case in that in Germany, essentially now, according to, this court's ruling, and this is obviously going to go up the ladder to the Supreme Court, but according to this court's ruling, now, basically, the one of the major tenets of the Jewish religion is outlawed. Outlawed.
Yeah. Okay.
So, that's it's. I think that people are going to be very upset because essentially in the German constitution you have the right to freedom of religion, but that right should only extend to you. It shouldn't extend to your child. Now, I think that as a parent, you have to make decisions on the care of your child, but I don't think that your religious freedom extends to your progeny. Do you, the caller? 855-450-3733.
Yeah, that's toll-free, 1-855-450-3733.
Now, but one could make the argument that taking a child to church is altering their mind in the same way that a parent might alter a child's genitals. So if you allow the court to decide that this altering of the child's genitals for religious purposes, then it's the next step is to disallow a parent from taking a child to church because they could alter their mind. My mind was absolutely altered by church, by you know being taken to church and told that if I don't do the things that I'm told to do here, I'm going to go to a fiery, terrible place where I'll be tortured by all eternity. But don't worry, God's fair, just, and loving.
And those thoughts, you know, they kind of invade your life today.
Absolutely.
Really
I'm tortured by this nonsense.
855-450-FREE. But you still love your mom and you wouldn't sue her.
No. I mean, she believes that nonsense. So whatever.
855-450-3733. Body modification on your children. How far should it go? What about tattooing? 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend. You're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male, because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-495-3760. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-495-3760. That's 1-800-495-3760. 1-800-495-3760.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you there. Archives are included. They go all the way back to late 2006. You can click, download, and enjoy as many as you like. In fact, you can share the archives, which is one of the most important things you can do for Free Talk Live, because if you share a favorite show or an interview or whatever with your friends, then that brings new people on board with the ideas of freedom, brings new people on with Free Talk Live, helps us out a lot. So go to freetalklive.com, download as much as you want, and then on the left-hand side of the page, you can actually link to our SoundCloud page, which makes sharing really easy. You click over to the SoundCloud page under the Listen and Share category at freetalklive.com on the left, and then that'll take you to SoundCloud, and then each different archive has a share button. You just click that share button, and it'll give you all the links and information you need to get the episode shared on your Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that you hang out online.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, prepping gear, shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com is the place to go. They've got the name brands that you need there, and they've got them at the best prices you're going to be able to find on the internet, likely. Obviously, I can only check so much, but every time I've had the opportunity, and anybody that I've talked to has the opportunity, ManVentureOutpost.com has had the lowest prices. They carry knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, camping gear, everything that the outdoors enthusiast needs. They're family owned, members in good standing of the Better Business Bureau. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Everybody's looking for low-priced ammunition. You can get it. You can get 5% off coupon code FTL at manventureoutpost.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here. The news is out of Germany, where circumcision is now illegal.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
No?
A court has ruled that religious circumcision is a crime, but it's one court one time.
I thought they said religious circumcision was okay.
No.
What was the one that was okay?
If it's done for medical reasons.
Okay, so a medical circumcision, okay, like if they have to do it for some reason. But religious circumcision or circumcision for the sake of circumcision, not acceptable.
The key question considered by the court was whether the parents' religious freedom should be given more weight than the child's right to self-determination and body integrity. This is a 4-year-old boy who had some kind of bleeding, hemorrhaging as a result of a circumcision given to him. And a 4-year-old seems mighty late to give a circumcision, but yeah, whatever. Additionally, the court noted the circumcision threatens the child's well-being. We all know that every operation has risks. Circumcision is an operation. It has more risks than probably piercing of ears. This boy was hemorrhaging. He could have died from this in an uncared for state. And if it was their religion not to care for the wound that they caused too, then, it's possible. I don't know how many people have died from circumcision, but I'm certain that there probably is one in the course of human history. I doubt there are too many that have died from pierced ears, but I suppose it's possible too.
So this kind of, I think, obviously you can comment on the issue of circumcision in general, but also the larger issue here is the question of, like you said, the self-determination of the child. Should a parent who, by all indicators, has total control over the well-being of the child, over the circumstances in which the child is living, the food that it's fed, I mean, it's, you're pretty much, you own the child until it can emancipate itself from your ownership of it. But does that mean that it's okay to go ahead and tattoo them, to poke them full of holes? I mean, how far is too far? Some parents have gotten their children tattoos.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's wrong. I think it's completely inappropriate.
Last thing here from the Deutschland Financial Times. Religious circumcision of boys. This is a poll question for readers, excuse me. Religious circumcision of boys should be forbidden or remain an option. And 75% of voters in Germany said that they were for forbidding it. 25 were against forbidding it.
This is on the website?
Yeah, this
poll on the site.
This is from the BabyCenter.com article.
Gotcha.
75% of Germans think that religious circumcision should be a crime.
Hold on, this isn't a scientific poll. This is a poll on a website, right?
A sidebar on a Deutschland Financial Times article polls readers with the question.
Right. So it's just an internet poll, not scientific at all. But still, interesting nonetheless. Let's go to you and your thoughts. Sally is listening, ladies come first, listening to KBKW out in Washington State. Hey, Sally.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
How about you, George? Do you speak German?
Nine.
Okay. This really concerns me. I'm a Christian, and I had two boys, and of course I had them circumcised. And I understand that Jewish people do it on the eighth day because vitamin K is usually the eighth day of their after they've been born because their vitamin K is high in them.
Well, that doesn't make really much sense to me. I mean, it's a 4,000-year-old religion. How would they know anything about vitamin K?
Well, as time has progressed, they realized that when they did this, they didn't know at the time that that is what helps clotting.
Okay.
And so I'm concerned that this person did it when the child was 4 years old because that's not – but you mentioned something about that 75% of the Germans. Now, are they not the country that tried to exterminate Jewish people?
I think it's kind of collectivist. I mean, I don't know. I don't think too many Germans hate Jews right now.
I don't know. I feel like it's on the rise again. But getting back to medical.
Do you speak German?
What now?
Do you speak German?
I do a little bit. My dad was captured in World War II by Germans.
I'm just wondering, how do you feel like that's on the rise? If you're living in Washington State, are you really in touch with what's going on in Germany?
There is white supremacists out here, and they do not care for Jews or blacks.
Well, what does that have
there
to do with whether
here in this state?
So you're saying it's on the rise in Washington?
My ex-husband. I'm sorry, what?
You're saying hate based on skin color or ethnicity or religion is on the rise in Washington State, not Germany, is what you're saying?
Well, you asked me how I would know about it in the landscape of things, because there are groups out here in our state. And
here's what I really want to know about you. You said at the very beginning of your call that you're a Christian,
okay.
So of course you said that you had your sons circumcised. Why is that one? Why does one follow the other? Why does being a Christian, of course, mean that you will have your sons circumcised?
It's what we do to consecrate our children unto God, just as Abraham did. And I didn't know if I don't know if Muslims do it because they claim Abraham as their father too.
Do you know that the reason that circumcision is popular in the United States is because a man named Graham and a man named Kellogg about 100 years ago went on a campaign to prevent boys from masturbating by getting them circumcised?
I never heard that, but I did hear that cervical cancer is linked in women, and I did have cervical cancer, and it is linked to having sex with men that are not circumcised. There was a correlation, and in this study, they found out that Jewish women did not get the cervical cancer. And I think that it's a cleanliness thing.
So do you think it has anything to do with the harboring of the HPV virus in the foreskin? I mean, I think that that's absolutely true, that having a foreskin leads to a larger responsibility for cleanliness.
I think that's a possibility. Sally, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Yeah, I don't think I would want to get any of that cheese up inside me if I were a lady. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line. Free Talk Live.
We all know there are secrets behind closed doors in every relationship, and one of the biggest is that men are losing libido, or sexual desire, especially if you're a man over 40. The problem could be declining testosterone levels. Remember, it's testosterone that makes a man in every way. That's why we created T-Gen. T-Gen is an all-natural formula with ingredients proven to boost your own testosterone. Optimum testosterone levels mean better mood, energy, and of course, better sex life. Here's Gina from California.
My husband tried 1 month of T-Gen, and we both noticed his desire increased right away. He felt the difference in his energy level. I certainly liked the other effects that it had on him. Great product.
And now, for the first time, you can try T-Gen absolutely free for 30 days. Just pay shipping today and see the incredible results for yourself. Call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941. T-Gen works, or you simply don't pay. For your 30-day free trial, call 800-822-5941. 800-822-5941.
Now at DeseretFoodStore.com. Sign up for a one-month supply of delicious food for only $99 with free shipping. That's right, only $99. Gourmet restaurant-style meals with a 30-year shelf life. Packaged in heavy-duty Mylar bags for easy transport and freshness. Meals like stroganoff, lasagna, teriyaki, five-bean chili, granola pancakes, and much more. Visit DeseretFoodStore.com. Spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, FoodStore.com. Or call 801-444-1444. Food for now. Food for life.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
BePrepared.com heats up July with the hottest sale on the web. Going on now, save 28% on freeze-dried raspberries or save on our three-day light emergency kit, a $50 value. This month, just $30.99. Plus, all one-year supplies are on sale at BePrepared.com. This month, save over $350 on our traditional 2,000-year supply of food. Now, just $12.99.99 and get a hand grain mill free. Or choose our most popular year supply, the Premium 2000. It gives you 2,000 calories per day from a variety of nutritious meals for one whole year. Save over $700 plus get a free Canadine Hiker water filter, a $75 value. More details and more hot July savings at BePrepared.com now through July 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. One of the ways that you can contribute to the show is via Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, and our Bitcoin address for the tip jar is right there. Throw in a Bitcoin, throw in half a Bitcoin, a quarter of a Bitcoin. You can divvy those Bitcoins up as far down almost as you want to. They are an amazing little tool, and if you haven't heard about the Bitcoin, well, we're going to tell you about it.
Right. It's an online currency. It's a new and different currency. It's better than as far as having more features than other currencies. You can send and receive money with Bitcoin without paying any fees to any corporation or banking organization or government agency or whatever. You have complete control over your money. And nobody can get into your Bitcoin account like they can your bank account. And, you can have complete control over your money, as I was saying. It's mathematically impossible for anybody to freeze your account or interfere with your account in any way. You can go find out more about Bitcoins at weusecoins.org. We've got some links there and a great little 1 minute and 44 second video you can watch. Also, if you want to get Bitcoins, you can go to bitinstant.com. there. They've got more than 700,000 locations worldwide that you can go to. Deposit
I've done
cash.
It. It's
and,
easy.
And get Bitcoins.
Yep, bitinstant.com, 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We've been experimenting this week, by the way, with social media, Twitter and Facebook. And last night we got hooked up with Hootsuite. So now we can tweet and Facebook all at the same time. So maybe you're not really into the whole Twitter thing, but you love Facebook, or vice versa. You can connect with us on both of those locations and find out what's going on during the show. Whether you're listening or not, you can be clued into the topics. You can get tuned in and get interactive. And I think occasionally, Mark, we should probably pluck out some comments from folks that are commenting online. We'll get right back into your calls. But since we're talking about circumcision, I asked on Twitter and Facebook, should parents be liable for performing circumcision on their son? And how far is too far for body modification of your children? AB writes that it's not his decision to make on others. Lacking omniscience, there's just no way for me to know how to regulate this for others. But for the sake of discussion, I'll mention that relatives in my family have had a doctor insist on late-in-life circumcisions after repeated horrible infections that were due to a hereditary issue. Mm-hmm. And boy, did it suck for them. Sounds terrible.
You know, some of these hereditary issues can have to do with diet. Like going on a gluten-free diet can fix this. But then again, so can an operation. So, you know, you really got to ask yourself.
So on one hand, you've got, you know, maybe a parent who looks at the idea of circumcision as a way to prevent infection, to prevent some sort of a problem down the line for their son. But on the other, you know, another parent might think this is a horrible mutilation of their child and that it is something that they are going to regret down the line. You know, that's a tough balance.
For me, what this shows is the danger of the democratic system. Here in the in Germany, they've decided that it's now a crime to circumcise your child for religious reasons. I mean, you can always just say it's for medical reasons, but and then get it done. But whatever. I mean, I don't think somebody should have to do such a thing. But you know, I mean, so many people who would be opposed to this. I believe the last caller, she said she was opposed on religious grounds, and I didn't get a chance to talk to her about this. But so many people who are opposed for religious reasons are opposed to all kinds of things for religious reasons that have to do with other people. They might be opposed to legalizing prostitution because their religion says prostitution's bad. Mm. But remember, if you want to put your laws on somebody else's body and somebody else's behavior, just expect other people to do it to you. This
That's
is
right.
how the democratic system works. If you think it's okay to tell somebody they can't gamble or they can't do drugs or whatever, that's their body, then you know, and their family and their life, expect them to get involved in your life and tell you what you can do.
Until you can allow others to be free, you'll never have that freedom to choose for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, it all descends to the point where we all take a vote on what color of clothing we should be wearing that day.
Like, ultimately, I think it's wrong to tattoo your child. I think it's wrong to circumcise your child. But I would never do anything to you about it besides maybe express myself. That would be as far as I would take that. I would never, you know, threaten you with any kind of punishment or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's none of my business. People can raise their
kids. It's none of my business what you do with your money or your children. And I don't think that this is why I think the taxation is theft.
Let's go to the phones. Brad is on the line listening in Newport News, Virginia to WNIS. Brad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind, Brad?
Sorry, I'm a little nervous, but...
No worries. It's just us.
I'm totally against circumcision, and I think Germany is doing the right thing.
So, now, you're against circumcision in all circumstances?
Unless other medical interventions have been attempted for a definite problem, it should be unacceptable.
And so you're against it to the point where you would do what to parents who decided to circumcise their child?
Well, that's a really hard thing to answer because I think it should be illegal, but once they've already done it, I mean, taking the child away would be as harmful to the child as maybe anything else. So,
right.
I don't really know what you should do, how you should criminalize it, but I think... If you're genuinely in favor of equal rights and you recognize that women have a right to genital integrity, then you must take the position that men also have that right.
I don't think that, they compare in the same way.
Let me.
You made a statement. I'm going to defend the statement that I made. I don't think it's right to pierce your daughter's ears, but I don't think it's okay to cut your son's head off either. I don't think they're the same thing. When you compare the genitalia of a woman that's getting cut off during circumcision, you're talking about the labia minora and the clitoris,
right,
which is the equivalent of cutting off the scrotum and the glands. That's the head of the penis on a man. Now, this is entirely different than snipping around on the edges.
The foreskin isn't just extra skin. I mean, honestly, in America, there's a deranged view of male anatomy because we live in a culture of mutilation.
Are you saying my opinion's deranged?
Everyone is basically indoctrinated into it here.
I agree with you on that statement. You are dodging the question. You're dodging my question. Would you rather have a little bit of the skin on your would you rather have your foreskin skin taken off or the head of your penis? You get to pick right now.
Why? I mean,
because there's a difference. That's why. All I'm saying is there's a relative difference. No doubt, but it's not the same thing. And I don't think they should be talked about like that.
It was the same.
He said that if you looked at one, you had to look at the other. And I think that there's an issue of degrees here.
Yes. And the U.S. federal ban on genital mutilation of women makes no qualifications with regards to degree. Any degree of cutting, even a ritual pinprick, which was recently proposed by the AMA, that was tossed out when a pinprick is infinitely less invasive and damaging than chopping off the foreskin.
I'm with you. I think that laws are written by liars and thieves.
Okay, well, we're agreed there, but
I think that you have to be careful when you're calling for criminalizing this. I mean, I think it's mutilation. I think it's horrible. I think that parents shouldn't do it. I think they should allow their children to grow up and make their own decisions. But I don't think it should be a criminal act. I think that maybe, as Mark pointed out before, maybe, you know, a child who is circumcised should be able to turn around and sue their parents later on. And if they're successful with that lawsuit, I think they should have good standing for that suit. And if they're successful, then other parents will look at that, hopefully, and realize maybe they need to think twice before they circumcise.
So if you're against a ban on, and I'm not saying they're equal. There are varying degrees of both. But if you're against a ban on male genital cutting, how can you support a ban on female genital cutting? Because there are varying degrees. There's type 3, which is, you know, abhorrent, where they stow everything up, and there's just a tiny hole left. And then there's other ones where they just remove a tiny sliver of the clitoris.
Because I think that it's an issue of degrees, and I think people have to figure out those degrees for themselves. I'm for cutting children's hair, whereas some people would say that that's not a decision that I should be able to make for my child.
Brad, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. You can share your thoughts on this, or you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Take control of the airwaves here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live at 855-453.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Let me ask you a question. What does freedom mean to you? The freedom to choose, the freedom to vote, the freedom to worship. How about the freedom to take control of your own future? My friends at eFoods Direct are celebrating freedom this month while helping you take control of your greatest dependency, food. Right now you receive one of their new Patriot Packs free with every $289 you spend on their highly nutritious and great-tasting food. The Patriot Pack is a 30-day supply of eFoods Quick Fix Easy-to-Store food. For example, purchase a one-year supply and get five Patriot Packs, which is 5 months of food free. Use the extra food for everyday use and save hundreds off your grocery bill. Give your free Patriot Pack as a gift to a friend or relative, or simply add more food to your long-term supply for free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Operators are standing by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. eFoods is so affordable. The more you store and eat, the more you save. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 right now.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and get interactive there. I mentioned that we're doing more Twittering and tweeting and Facebooking as of this week than ever before, so you might want to get hooked up with those. You can do that at news.freetalklive.com. There's quick links there that will get you connected. Also, of course, email. You can still follow us in that old school fashion as well. So once again, news.freetalklive.com will get you hooked up. Also, promote.freetalklive.com is another place you can go to get more real-life tools and digital tools as well that you can use to help promote Free Talk Live, everything from web banners and graphics that you can use on your website or blog to flyers that you can print out and post up in physical reality. Also, you can also get a free bumper sticker. The instructions are there at promote.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones here. You can bring up anything. Dave is listening in Arcadia, California to KGOE on the West Coast.
Well, guys, I much appreciate the show. You do engage in what I think free speech is all about. I appreciate that.
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I don't have an adequately informed opinion on circumcision to offer it on the radio, but I do have some issues of concern. And one of them, about a year or so ago, a small group of people, the 99%, as I see it, began a movement that was then called Occupy Wall Street. And it was we the people saying to this very rich fraction of 1%, we don't like what you're doing. We don't like you taking away so much from the people. We don't like you getting us into wars for profit. We don't like what you're doing to our environment. We don't like you threatening our health care and Social Security. And so it looked like it was going to rapidly catch on all over the country. Every city put up a chapter of the Occupy movement, most every university. And then somehow, some way, I believe the bureaucracy was able to put a lid on it and stop it. And I'm concerned about that. I'd very much welcome a discussion, your thoughts, how we the people were somehow silenced in what needed to be done. I think the people needed to stand up and say, you the very rich no longer have the right to do that to us.
Well, I don't have the same, I don't align with 100% of those items that you brought up, but I was involved from the beginning of Occupy Keene, where we're doing the show here in Keene, New Hampshire. I actually was just at an Occupy New Hampshire meeting last Sunday. So there's still something going on, but it's not a whole lot compared to what was happening a year ago. And in other places, it's more active than it is perhaps here. And so there's, I think there's a variety of activism happening still, but it's not, it doesn't have the same pizzazz. It doesn't have the same sizzle that that it did a year ago. I don't know of anybody that's actively camping out in a park or anything like that at the moment. But then again, I'm not really intimately connected with the movement, and we're certainly not seeing, or at least with all the arms of the movement, I'm certainly not. I'm more aware of what's been going on up here in New Hampshire, and actually Occupy has been in the news recently here due to a schism that happened recently with a couple, a handful of real dyed-in-the-wool socialists deciding they didn't want to work with the liberty activists up here that were involved with Occupy, and they've been involved from the very beginning, as I had. They took their ball, and they decided they didn't want to be part of it. They decided they were going to have two 99%, their 99%, and everybody else. And they there's been coverage of this over at freekeen.com for anybody that wants to look a little bit deeper into it. But ultimately, it was really only a handful of folks that broke off to try to do their own thing. But what they ultimately did was particularly interesting, because they decided to use the auspices of power that they purportedly oppose in order...
They incorporated.
Yeah, they actually incorporated, created a corporation called Occupy New Hampshire, and then proceeded to say that we're the real Occupy and the rest of you aren't, but yet the rest of us were the majority. This was a small group of people breaking off, and actually it ended up being that these folks breaking off helped some of the other people that were involved in Occupy come closer to the Liberty community, the Liberty folks that were involved in Occupy up here. Well, and so,
you know, what you're speaking of is happening all over, because I think people have different views, and there is no manual published on how to do an Occupy. So a lot of people...
Well, I think that something that did happen was Seth Cohn, who's a state rep up here and also a Free State Project participant and a member of the Occupy New Hampshire movement, he had pointed out that there was a session that they had a while back where they had everybody together for a general assembly, and this was like a statewide GA, where they came up with a bunch of topics, a bunch of subjects, issues that people were concerned with, and everybody had a green or a red sticker, and they went up and they put stickers next to these subjects to see which subjects were the subjects that everyone agreed on, that 100% consensus was there on. And there were, I think, three subjects that had 100% consensus. One of them was total transparency for government. Everybody agreed on that. And there were a couple of others as well, and they're escaping me at the moment. But there were some things that everybody had agreed on. But I think you're right. You know, Occupy is such a wide-cutting movement where there's a variety of people that are involved. And if people want to stand firm on their belief systems, then ultimately they can only work together on so many things. And maybe that's why we've seen fractures and schisms and that sort of thing.
Well,
so, I'm curious, is Occupy, is the 1% the rulers, or is 1% or the 1% the wealthy?
I believe it's those who can afford to influence members of Congress and the White House, and that's people with big bucks from big corporate special interests that can say to the congressman, here's an envelope full of clean money, and this is what we want from you. And I don't think the average poor person or working person can do that.
That reminds me, you saying that reminded me of the other two that folks agreed on, a 100% in Occupy New Hampshire, and that was that only individuals should be able to give to political campaigns, and that corporations are not people.
Well,
those were the three things.
It would add my vote to both of those, yes, very much. And I think also the need for honest elections, runoff voting, give people the right to have their opinion felt and expressed.
Those aren't bad ideas either. In fact, another one that was really popular, only had like two red stickers next to it, was actually ending the wars. And there was some of the schism activity had happened right after that, so they never ended up finding out. They were going to have a discussion to ask people, all right, who put the red stickers up here, you know, to say they support war. So they never actually ended up having that conversation, but I suspect that if we re-asked the question today, we would probably have that one be one of the ones that 100% of the people agreed on. So I think that there's still a future for Occupy. I don't know what it's going to entail. I don't know what it's going to look like. One thing that I did observe throughout the history of Occupy was that it looked different in different places. So, like, the Occupy movement in Oakland, California was really different from the one that we have here in New Hampshire, where the New Hampshire movement had more of a liberty flavor to it because there's a lot of liberty-minded people that were involved, whereas there's nothing but, in Oakland, there's a bunch of hardcore leftist commies, essentially. So I love what Occupy's done. I think that whether Occupy disappears tomorrow or convenes in some other form, I think that at least here in New Hampshire, it's brought people together who otherwise, you know, may not have necessarily come together for these same reasons. And it's helped, I think, build bridges between people that might consider themselves on the left and those who are of the liberty community here. And I imagine it's done similar things in other places. So if it doesn't come back, I think it still has had a positive effect.
Well, I do like what you guys do for free speech, and I hope you will stay with that. Good effort. Thank you.
We certainly will, Dave. Any other thoughts?
Well, I have several, I suppose, but, you know, I don't want to be dominant.
I appreciate that.
Most of all, you know, I would like to see Occupy have a round two, and I'd like to see it where people would stand back and say, we don't need to each of us pretend we're Martin Luther King, ready to get on the White Horse and take the lead.
Didn't the Tea Party do something similar where they, you know, made a lot of noise and then kind of sputtered out? So I think we're seeing kind of a similar pattern with Occupy. I think that it's just hard for people to dedicate significant resources to a protest movement.
The government's made to be entrenched. I mean, it is entrenched, and it's made to be very difficult to change. And sadly, it's going to take a great deal of effort in order to sort of, unseat these people that claim to be our rulers.
Hey, Dave, thanks for the call and the thoughts tonight, and I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You know, speaking of California, there's something outrageous happening in Los Angeles. As you know, in California, in the mid to late 90s, the folks there passed Proposition 215, legalizing medical cannabis. Well, now the Los Angeles City Council has decided to ban all storefront medical marijuana shops. 855-453, it's absolute outrage. Hour 3 is next, but you can bring up anything you want as well. Take control, live Saturday edition, Free Talk Live.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
Hey, college students. The Independent Institute in Oakland, California is putting on the Challenge of Liberty seminar this summer. You can spend a week connecting with other liberty-minded students from around the world, attending seminars with libertarian luminaries, and grappling with pressing issues facing the world's economy and its people. Go to seminar.freetalklive.com. It's $195 for the class and $300 for the room and meals at the beautiful Notre Dame de Namur University in Belmont, California. Seminar.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before markets, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.